Welcome to the Financial Management Magazine podcast series, a service of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. This series features discussions with chartered global management accountants and other experts about the topics, trends and technologies that are transforming the accounting profession.
Welcome to the FM Magazine podcast series. I'm Editorial Director Jack Hagel. Today, Senior Editor Neil Amato talks with Byron Patrick about mobile phone batteries. They'll discuss why those batteries need to be exercised, how often we should charge our phones, and what role apps play in a phone's efficiency. Byron is Managing Director of Network Alliance, a U.S. consultancy specializing in IT services for accounting firms. He is a CPA and a Certified Information Technology Professional. He also holds the CGMA designation. Here's Neil.
I'm joined today on the podcast by Byron Patrick. Our listeners may know that name, as he is the author of several recent articles, including Hidden Gems in Office 365, A Simple Device Adjustment That Can Help Us Sleep Better, and other efficiency-themed advice. Today we're going to expand on the topic of phone batteries, which has been a popular topic with our readers. Byron, thanks for being here.
Neil, thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk more about some battery information.
So first, why is phone health, so to speak, important to you?
Well, I don't know about you, but I am always looking for the next opportunity to charge my battery. My phone just never seems to have enough juice in it, and I'm always on that edge of anxiety, like, will I be able to make it into my next charge? So paying attention to the health and making sure that I can maximize what I've got is very important.
So this is something you pay attention to because you need the phone in your work, you need it for scheduling. Tell me why you're interested in it.
Well, for me, I don't know what to do next without my phone. My phone is my agenda. It's for work. Every meeting, every project I need to work on is listed on my phone. Obviously, having a family and kids, that is my lifeline to being in contact with them. So, like many of us, I don't plan out my drives ahead of time and pull out the maps and, highlight my route. I get in my car, put in the coordinates, and take off. So without all those things, I am not nearly as efficient as I could be.
So why does battery power matter if our phones are at 29% or 99%? Does that make any difference?
Well, sure. I battery power, for one, the meters aren't 100% accurate. I don't know if you noticed, but almost like the gas gauge in my car, it seems to run down from that quarter to the bottom much quicker than it goes from full to three quarters. So the further down you get, the less feeling of strength you have with respect to that time frame. And you have to pay attention to how long that's going to last and when is going to be that last percentage of when it's going to die. And as we'll talk about a little bit, as it gets lower, you don't want to run out of full juice just because the device doesn't work, as well as you're actually damaging your battery by doing so. So it's important to pay attention.
So you've written that batteries are like muscles. They need to be exercised. What exactly does that mean?
So, and the way in which batteries need to be exercised today is very different than the old days of the nickel cadmium batteries that everybody used to talk about their half-lives and things. However, lithium-ion batteries of today still need to be used. They still need that workout of what's called cycles in the battery world. So they need to have some drain, some use, and be flexed on and off, because if they're always at 100%, then the capacity of that battery will die over time.
So there was a mantra out there in the phone battery knowledge world, ABC, always be charging. But that's not true, because that's based on a different type of battery?
Well, always be charging is true as long as sometimes you're not. So it's actually great if you unplug and it runs down to say maybe 80% and you charge back in. So from here to there to here to there, be charging at every opportunity. But you certainly do not need to stay plugged in at 100%, because you will find over time it's very odd that you will never use your battery, and then all of a sudden you're only getting 90 minutes on a battery. It's like, maybe I ought to use that battery every once in a while and extend its useful life.
And staying at, say, 80%, that's really just not feasible all the time. We can't always be monitoring our phones. Our phones are meant to help us be more efficient, and if we're so focused on the battery, it's like, what's the point?
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right, because the perfect recommendation is that, like, 75, 80% and just maintain. That, however, is obviously impossible. So you have to find the happy medium of letting it run down, charging, bringing it back up, not even necessarily to 100%, but using it and keeping in that happy medium zone to keep it fresh.
So this is a debate had in my house with my family, my teenagers. Should you charge your phone overnight?
The short answer is yes. You want to start your day with a fresh battery. The overnight charging is perfectly safe. And then as you go throughout your day, you want to use it, but give it some more juice throughout the day. So you don't want to start your day with 29% on your battery. That's never a good fresh start. Anxiety sets in immediately. So yes. Plug in overnight, get a fresh charge, and start the day ready to go. But don't live on that charger to start. Don't, pick it up. Maybe if you work at home, sit down at your desk and plug it right back in and stay at 100% all day.
So getting back to the exercise part, how low is low enough to say it's time to charge? It's had enough exercise.
Sure. The ideal recommendations are really to not go necessarily below 50%, which I don't know about you, but for me, if I drop below 50%, that's when the cortisol starts kicking in and I start getting a little bit anxious about my battery life. So 50% is usually a good spot to plug it back in. And like I was saying before, don't necessarily run it all the way back up to 100%. If you can stay between like 50 and 80%, that is actually the ideal charging health.
So we've kind of touched on this, so I'm going to ask it anyway. You've been using your phone heavily. It's not even lunchtime. You're at 35%. You get it back to 85. Sounds good?
Yeah. 85 is solid.
Let's talk about different products. Does one brand of phone seem to have better battery capability than others?
So all different brands do have different capacity batteries, as well as every battery has a number of useful cycles, which you can find that in the technical information for many of your devices. The interesting thing is it's hard to define a cycle. So simply running it from 100 to 0, that'll be a cycle. Maybe running it from 100 to 70 and to 85, that can be considered a cycle as well. So there's typically a range of 700 to maybe 1,000 useful cycles in a battery. And different manufacturers have different cycle lives to the battery. So you do have to pay attention. I personally don't have a lot of knowledge of each manufacturer and where their battery capacities lie, but you can find that information by looking for the number of cycles.
What about age of phone? What role does that play? Does it change the number of cycles if you're working on a phone that's maybe 2 years old versus a new phone?
Oh, absolutely. So batteries, their useful lives are impacted by so many different factors. In addition to the number of cycles, which is that use and then recharge, discharge, recharge process. Heat can significantly impact the useful life of a battery. Cold can impact the useful life of a battery. There are a lot of factors that actually work against you. So a battery that is 2 years old, even given perfect discharge and recharge cycling, will have less capacity than it had 24 months prior when it was brand new. So time does take away from that full capacity of the battery, depending on how it's been treated. If it was sitting in a hot car regularly, that will damage the life of the battery. So there's a lot of factors.
So speaking of other factors, is there other advice you'd offer people regarding keeping their phones running smoothly?
First, the number of apps on a phone can significantly impact the battery life of how long it's running. People don't realize you download apps all the time. You download apps to order a free pizza or something like that, and then you leave the app there. That app is in the background exchanging data with the cloud, using processor cycles, and all of that is impacting your battery life. So you can take two phones, brand new out of the box, install a whole bunch of apps on one of those phones, not use them, not touch them, you will find that phone with all those apps that aren't even technically in use will drain significantly faster than that phone without the app. So delete those old apps. You can always download them on a regular basis, but get rid of them. You don't need them using your processor and your battery.
So for instance, if you know that there's an app you maybe only use in a certain part of the country when you take a trip, you don't need to keep that, but if you know you're going back there, just delete it and re-download it.
Absolutely. We go to all types of events where there's specific apps, and we, like I said, there's always promotions to download the app. Maybe a store that you only shop at once a year, you get a 10% discount if you use the app, so you download it. Then delete it. It's so easy to re-download that app because we're always connected to the cloud. Let them cycle through. The download time, it's not the old days of downloading photos overnight on our AOL dial-up.
Should people be paying attention any to the bars, the amount of strength of the network as it relates to their battery and the phone?
Sure, absolutely. So the stronger your signal to the cellular network or Wi-Fi, the less work your phone has to do to exchange data with the cloud. If you are in a situation, say maybe you're at a conference where there's very poor signal in the hotel or convention center that you're in, if you need to preserve that battery, you're getting below that 50%, having concerns, consider putting it in airplane mode for a little while and preserving that battery until you can restore the signal strength.
Anything else you'd like to add in summary?
Batteries are a very complicated thing that I think a lot of people take for granted. Our phones heat up, we don't know why. We abuse them, we leave them in the sun, we do all types of things that impacts that useful life of our battery, and then we get frustrated when our battery doesn't hold capacity. So take some time to really think about better behaviors that you can do to preserve the useful life of your batteries, and this goes for your laptops, your tablets, your phones, and many different things. And try to extend the useful lives of the batteries by taking good care of them, because many devices these days, we can't swap out the batteries. Almost all the tablets and phones at this point, it's stuck in there unless you go through major surgery. So avoid the major surgery, take care of that battery, and really try not to put it in your pocket, for example. Pockets heat up. That impacts things. So, put it in a bag, put it in a purse, put it, somewhere where your body heat is not affecting the useful life of the battery.
Thank you so much, Byron.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks so much, Neil.
Thanks for joining us today. For more from Byron Patrick, visit fm-magazine.com and type in Byron Patrick in the search bar. That's fm-magazine.com. This podcast is designed to provide illustrative information with respect to the subject matter covered and does not represent an official opinion or position of the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. It is provided with the understanding that the association, its affiliates, and subsidiaries are not engaged in rendering legal, accounting, or other professional services. If such advice or expert assistance is required, the services of a competent professional person should be sought. The association, its subsidiaries, and affiliates make no representations, warranties, or guarantees as to, and assume no responsibility for, the content or application of the material contained herein, and expressly disclaim all liability for such damages arising out of the use of, reference to, or reliance on such material.